各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
我们静静的观察这个世界啊，我们说静观万物皆自得啊，都可以得到一些学习。
As we observe closely to the details of this world, we will there's a saying that we can learn something from it.
所以有人说可以从一朵花看到一个世界。
And so some people describe that just by observing a flower, you can understand the world.
从一粒沙可以看透一个世纪。
Or that from a grain of sand that you can see through us all things.
那其实神的话不只是写在圣经里面，也写在这个大自然当中。
The word of God is not only written in the Bible, but the word of God is also written throughout creation.
所以我们人类也常常从大自然、从动物来得到学习。
And so mankind have learned much from the creation of this world and that of animals.
我们看到小鸟会飞，我们发明了飞机。
And when we see things that can fly, we are able to invent airplanes from it.
我们看到鱼在水中游，我们就发明潜水艇。
And when we observe the fish in the sea, we are able to invent submarines.
其实有些动物很聪明的地方，现在人类还是学不到。
Actually, there are still many things in this world that man is still unable to unveil the mystery behind it.
比如说，猫头鹰有一根羽毛。
For example, the bald eagle and its feather.
那个
the owl. The owl and its feather.
那根羽毛啊，它晚上啊抓老鼠的时候，让它飞翔的时候没有声音呢。
The owl when it prays for its prey at night, actually the feathers are special so that it's silent.
我们现在的飞机还没有办法发明那只羽毛，所以飞机制造很多的噪音呢。
And our airplanes today are still very noisy, unable to go super silent.
我们来看箴言的三十章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs.
请把红线夹在箴言三十章。
Let's put our bookmark at Proverbs chapter 30.
那这边在提倡地上有四样小东西很聪明。
Here in this chapter, it mentions that in this world there are four wise creatures.
我们今天早上来跟这个四种动物来学习。
And so let us learn from these four creatures.
箴言三十章的二十四节。
Proverbs 30 verse 24.
三十章二十四节。
Proverbs 30 verse 24.
地上有四样小物，却甚聪明。请读。
There are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise.
这些动物都非常的渺小。
These four things are very small.
但是有我们学习的地方。
But there are much to learn about them.
我们就一只一只来学习。
And so we will learn one of them at a time.
我们现在学沙番箴言三十章的二十六节。
And so let us look into verse 26 of chapter 30.
三十章二十六节。
Chapter 30, verse 26.
沙番是软弱之肋，却在磐石中造幌。请读。
The rock badgers are a feeble folk, yet they make their home in the crags.
这个没办法秀 slides 这个沙番其实它长着像野兔一样。
These rock badgers that look, they look like wild rabbits.
但是它体积比较大，所以没有办法像野兔跑那么快。
But because they are larger in size, it's not able to hop or run as fast as the rabbits.
但是它有一个蹄啊，一般的兔子没有蹄啊，只有爪，它有蹄啊，所以沙番又叫蹄兔。
蹄？
蹄啊，就是那个 hoof。
But they have hoofs, and so.
那里有。又叫做 concealer? Yeah. 所以你看到这个不清楚那个照片前面那个蹄脚应该是有蹄的。
And so there are hoofs on the rock badgers.
那因为其实沙番这个字是希伯来文，它原来的意思就是隐藏者的意思。
And in Hebrew, its definition of its name is actually to be hidden.
因为它没有办法跑得很快，它很懂得躲起来。
Because it's not able to run quickly, it has mastered the skill of hiding.
它躲的地方通通是在磐石里面它懂得在磐石里面造幌。
And it has learned to hide in around rocks.
所以列宁 打它，虽然没有办法像野兔跑那么快，它还是很安全。
But even though hunters are after it, it is still able to hide and be safe.
啊，这个告诉我们啊，我们跟它学智慧啊，我们住家环境要稳固。
And so it tells us that what wise thing we are to learn from it is that we must have a security at home.
我们来看撒母记下第五章第八节。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 8.
撒母记下五章的八节。
2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 8.
啊，这个在记载大卫攻打锡安啊，攻打耶路撒冷。
Here it says when David went up to conquer Zion.
啊，这是一个非常坚固的城市。
This was a very solid city.
所以那个土著耶布斯人说呢，我们派瞎子跟瘸子守这个城，你们就攻不上来了。
And he said that the Jebusites who lived there said, if we sent the lame and the blind, you are unable still to conquer us.
因为真的太难攻，这太坚固的一个地方了。
Because the city is too well fortified.
那大卫怎么说呢？
And what did David say?
我们看撒母记下五章的八节到十一节。
2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 8 to 11.
当日第八节，大卫说：“谁攻打耶布斯人，当上水沟攻打我心里所恨恶的瘸子、瞎子。从此有俗语说，那里有瞎子、瘸子，他不能进屋去。”第九节，大卫在住在宝藏里，给宝藏起名叫大卫城。大卫又从米罗以里周围筑墙。大卫日渐昌盛，请读。
8. And David said on that day, whoever climbs up by the way of the water shaft and defeats the Jebusites, the lame and the blind who are hated by David's soul, he shall be chief and captain. Therefore they say the blind and the lame shall not come into the house. 9. Then David dwelt in the stronghold and called it the city of David. And David built all around from the Millo and inward.
因为很难攻啊，大卫想一个好方法把它打下来。
Because it was very well fortified, therefore David thought of another way to attack the city.
他们从水沟上去。
And so they climbed up by the way of the water shaft.
啊，把它攻下来之后呢？
And after they have conquered the city.
那大卫又在旁边周围啊加强防御工事。
Then David built all around around it and made it a stronghold.
本来很坚固了。
It was already initially very strong.
让它更坚固啊。
But he made it even stronger.
大卫他懂得住在像撒母一样住在一个坚固的磐石、坚固的城墙里面。
And so David is able to build up on the rock.
我们在末世啊，天灾人祸特别的多。
In these end days, we see that there are many natural calamities and disasters.
我们要注意自己所住的地方。
And so we must be careful of where we dwell.
请问耶伯的十个孩子怎么死的？
Let me ask you, how did the 10 children of Job die?
圣经说旷野起了狂风，吹到他们所住的屋子。
The Bible says that there was a strong wind from the wilderness that hit their house that they were in, and it collapsed on them.
屋子倒下来，十个孩子一起在里面死掉。
And so when the house crumbled, all 10 of his children died.
前几年智利跟什么地方？智利跟海地啊都有大地震。
Some years ago, Chile and another place had a great earthquake. And Haiti.
那智利的地震比海地大很多。
The earthquake in Chile was greater than Haiti.
那可是智利只死了几千人，海地死了二十几万人。
But there are only thousands who perish in Chile's earthquake, whereas there are many much more in Haiti.
那为什么会这样子呢？
But why is that?
智利是一个比较先进的国家。
Because Chile was more modernized.
所以他们的建筑物呢，都可以跟地震一起摇动的。
And so their building code was able to be in regulation with to accommodate the earthquake.
那海地啊，全国只有三栋是根据啊防震措施在建筑的。
But in Haiti, there was only 3 buildings in the whole country which was built according to code to resist earthquake.
小弟啊，去年在住在东部啊，东部有一个 Irene 大台风。
Last year, I was dwelling in the East Coast and there was an Irene hurricane.
哦，那个很厉害。
And it was very powerful.
我刚好住在家里面。
I was living at home.
晚上啊，突然听到一直动动动，问我老婆说，哎，动什么？一直动呢？
And I hear this strong damming sound, and I wasn't sure what it was.
老婆说没什么啦，那是松子啦，松树的那籽粒掉下来的啦，这样子。
And my wife says, oh, that's nothing to be concerned about. It's just some acorns from the tree.
我看她睡得很沉啊。
And I see my wife is still able to sleep so sound.
突然我听一声 bang, 我好大声这样子。
Then I suddenly hear this loud bang.
我到窗户看一下。
And I went to the window and took a look.
看那个树枝掉在我的窗户下面，上面。
And the branch, a big branch of the tree already broken off and was landed in front of my window.
隔天你看，哇，那个屋顶上面一只大树枝在上面呢。
And then the next morning I look at my roof and there was a big branch of the tree.
我想我开车出去看一看。
And so I drove my car out to take a look.
几乎开不出城啊，到处都是被 block 住了，到处都是啊，这个断电啊，树枝啊，那个淹水了哦。
And all around the city was many branches and trees on the streets blocking the streets.
他说我们要学沙獾，懂得把房子建在坚固的地方。
And so we must learn from the rock badgers to make their home in the rocks.
那实际上讲我们的信仰。建造信仰也是如同建造房子一样。
The Bible tells us that when we build our faith, our building of our faith, is like building a home.
我们看哥林多前书三章第九节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
我们信仰的房子也要建立得坚固。
The spiritual home of our faith also need to build very steadily.
哥林多前书三章第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9.
三章第九节。
Chapter 3 verse 9.
因我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。这么提到是我们是神所建造的房屋。
Here says that we are God's field, we are God's building.
那再读下去呢，我们会知道保罗在提到呢，他啊怎么样建造这个神的房屋。
And as you continue to read, you will see how Paul describes how we build God's building.
啊，保罗说他好像一个聪明的工头呢，他已经立好根基，这个根基就是耶稣基督做房角石。
He said, we are like the wise master builder in which I have laid the foundation, and this foundation is Lord Jesus Christ.
那如果有人要在这个上面建造，要小心哦，你到底用什么材料建造这个房子呢？
Now, if anyone is to build on this foundation with some material, we must be careful what material is being built on top of it.
我们来读十二节。
Let's look into verse 12.
若有人用金银宝石、草木禾秸在这根基上建造，十三节，
13.
这人的工程必显出来，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎么样。好，请读。
12. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire.
17.
And the fire will test each one's work of what is worth it.
14.
14.
人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然是像火从火里经过一样。
If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire.
实际上讲，有一天火一定会来的。
Here the Bible says one day that fire will come upon us.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
不管你喜不喜欢。
That whether you like it or not,
人生总是有像火一般的灾难会临到我们的生命。
That in man's life there will be a period of time in which it will be like that of going being burned.
可能是经济危机啦。
Whether it be that of financial.
可能是婚姻问题啦。
Or marriage problems.
那这个一烧啊，你这个房子如果是金银宝石建的，你就不会被烧掉了。
But if once it gets burned, whether it is what material it is built on, whether it will be burned up or not.
所以，如果我们的信仰用金银宝石，真的是用一个很坚固的材料来建造我们的信仰哦。好好守住神的话语，我们就不会倒。
So if we are building with material like gold, silver, and precious stones, then it will be like our faith, who are stable.
如果我们的信仰把它当成一种娱乐活动啊，很不在乎的，用草木禾秸随便乱造。
But if we are so casual, not caring about our life and the pleasures of life, and made of materials that can be easily burned.
那这个火一来，我们就把主耶稣放弃了。
That when the fire comes upon our life, that we let go of Jesus.
那我们信仰的房子就倒塌下来了。
Apart from Jesus, this foundation disappears, and this house will collapse.
所以我们的信仰也要跟沙翻来学聪明。
And so our faith need to learn from the lessons of this.
那怎么样让我们的信仰坚固起来呢？什么叫做用金银宝石呢
？How do we make solid and steady of our faith?
主耶稣讲一个故事啊。
Jesus tells of a story.
我们看马太福音第七章。
Let's look into Matthew chapter 7.
当 我们能够来遵守神的话的时候，
when we come to observe the words of God,
我们就发现到我们这个房子建得很稳啊。
You'll discover that our house is built very solid.
当我们听到话语，圣经的话不去做的时候，
and when we listen to the word of God, but we fail to do it,
我们会知道这个房子是很脆弱的。
And you will realize this house you have built is very fragile.
看马太福音第七章的24节到28节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 24.
马太福音七章24到28。
24 to 28.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的24。
24.
好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上25。雨淋风吹风水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为那根基在磐石上面26。
26.
凡听见我这句话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上27。
27.
水淋雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很厉害。请读。
24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat on their house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand.And the rain descended, the flood came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall.
所以主耶稣一句话就是你要行道。
And so Jesus said, tells us that we must do the work.
行道你就会有体验。
We must do the word, and we will experience.
你有体验就知道原来这个神是又真又活的真神。
When you experience that this God is true and almighty.
你有体验你就会知道离开他你自己本身就不能做什么。
When you experience him and you depart from him and you realize you are incapable of doing anything.
你知道吗？水是从上面来的。
You know when the flood comes, it comes from above.
The water comes, 哈、huh? 啊、那么水冲啊，对不起哦，雨淋啊，对不起，雨淋雨是从上面来的。
I mean the rain, it comes from above.
水冲水是从旁边来的。
But the floods come from the sides.
水冲哈、哦，风吹，对不起哦，水冲是从下面来的，风吹是从旁边来的，对不起。
The floods actually come from below, and the winds blew from the side.
我们人生啊，有时候神从上面啊会给我们试炼。
And so in our lives, perhaps God will give us trials.
人言人语啊，人的思潮影响，像风会把我们吹倒。
And then man's trials from other people, are like winds from the side.
魔鬼要拉我们的后腿，下到地里面去，像水冲一样。
And then below us, we have Satan trying to tempt us to make us fall.
但是因为我们已经对神有体验了。
But because today we have an experience with God.
圣经说要守安息日。
The Bible tells us that we must observe the Sabbath.
每次到安息日，我都很高兴，我都高高兴来这边想。
Every time Sabbath comes upon me, I am so joyful that I'm able to go to the temple of the Lord.
我记得我安息日没有开店，跟安息日开店所赚的并没有差别。
Or that my personal experience of that there is no big difference between whether or not I open my business on Sabbath day or not.
我赚到休息了。
But then I can receive this rest.
你因为这样做得到，你把它行出来，你就有体验，这个信仰就是你的了。
But once you do it and you have this experience becomes yours.
从今以后，有人叫你安息日要做什么事情，你就不会再去做了。
Then in the future, when other people invite you to invest in businesses on Saturday, you will say no because
you have that experience. 你生命就有一个安息的生命。
Because in your life, you will have this.This joy.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们的信仰哦，不在乎我们听道理听多少呢。
And so our faith is not dependent on how much we have heard in terms of sermon.
我们信仰重要的是我们道理行出多少，不是听到多少。
But faith dwells upon how much we actually do the actions instead of what we have heard.
我们的信仰不只在礼拜六才来这边聚会而已呢。
Our faith is not dependent on here on Saturday when we come for Sabbath.
我们信仰是礼拜一、礼拜二到礼拜五、礼拜天，统统把他的道理行在我们的社会生活当中。
But our faith is when we live our life from Monday to Friday, including Sunday, on how we live our faith.
所以我们不是在教会微笑跟人家握手，能够爱弟兄姐妹。
On Sabbath day, we hold hands and we greet each other at church.
我们在公司，我们在学校，我们在社会上一样能够发出光来，做一个微笑的人，做一个可爱的人。
But then in our workplace, in our school, we are able to still shine the image of Christ. Then we are living our faith.
那这就是行出道理来啊。
This is living out the words of God.
那我们行道一定会有体验。
And when we live out the words of God, you will have this experience.
如果没有体验，神就是欺骗人的神。他就是个骗人的神啊。
If we do not experience, then he is one who lied to us.
那你就不用信他了。
And if you don't experience from him, then you don't need to believe in
him. 可是他是信实的神呢?
But he is a true God.
所以你行道一定有体验。
So if you practice the word, you will for sure.
环境再困难，你信仰的房子一定不会倒。
And no matter how difficult your situation may be, you will still be solid.
将来我们进天国就有盼望了。
You will be steadfast, and then in the future, you will have hope in the eternal kingdom of God.
我们再看第二种动物。
Let's look into the second animal.
箴言三十章二十五节。
Proverbs 30.
箴言三十章二十五节。
Verse 25.
三十章二十五节，蚂蚁是无力之类，却在夏天预备粮食。
The animals are a people not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer.
这个蚂蚁很软弱，你踩一脚一踩，好几只被你踩死了，它也不会还击你。
The ants are so tiny and fragile, just by you stepping on it, it will die.
但是呢，它很聪明，就是它懂得未雨绸缪，懂得知道下 rainy day 哦，下雨的日子会来到。
But they are very wise because they know the raining days are coming.
所以呢，圣上跟我们讲，懒惰的人呐，你要去学习蚂蚁的动作。
Therefore, the Bible also encourages those who are sluggards are to learn from the lesson of the ants.
蚂蚁虽然没有君王，没有元帅啊，他们却懂得在夏天预备粮食。
Even though the ants do not have commanders or they're a king, but they know to prepare for the sun.
小朋友的童话故事里面有一个这样的故事。
The children's book have a story like this.
说有一只蚱蜢啊，在夏天呢，它都不收集粮食，一天到晚唱歌跳舞。
That there was a grasshopper in the summer, always singing and playing his little harp.
但是呢，蚂蚁却不是这样。
But the ants was different.
很快冬天就来了。
And so quickly the winter came.
遍地都是雪，没有食物可以吃了。
And the ground was covered with snow, and there was no grass to eat.
蚱蜢就死了。
And so the grasshopper died.
蚂蚁却能够度过寒冷的冬天。
But the ants are able to celebrate and live through the winter.
这告诉我们啊，如果我们在经济好的时光呢，要想到经济不好的时候。
And so it tells us that when the financial times are good, we must also remember those that are not good.
约瑟的故事告诉我们，有七年的丰年跟着会来七年的荒年。
The story of Joseph tells us that there are 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of famine afterwards.
法老做了一个梦，他不晓得什么意思。
Pharaoh had a dream, he did not know what it means.
他说：“哇，在河边哦，一只七只又肥又美的牛啊，在河边吃草啊。”
And so he dreamt that in by the river that there were great seven large calves eating.
啊，怎么又七只又瘦又丑的牛又出来了，把那个七只好的牛吃掉了呢
？And then afterwards there was seven skinny calves, cows that comes out of the river and devour the seven well-fed calves.
又做了另外一个梦啊。
And then he dreamt another dream.
怎么我梦到一个麦子有七个穗子，本来又饱满又漂亮哦。
Then he dreamt about seven grains that are so fat and so well-rounded.
另外一个又七个麦子又七个穗子又出来了，是又干又扁，后来又把那个好的麦吃掉了。
And then out of the ground come seven small and malnutritioned grains that came out and devoured the previous seven.
法老很不晓得怎么办，这个是梦什么意思呢
？And so Pharaoh was very confused. What does these mean dream?
约瑟为他解梦日子就是这样子。你现在日子很好哦，再过几年呐、坏日子会来呀、
So Joseph interpreted the Pharaoh's dream and said that your days are good now for 7 years, but after 7 years there will be 7 years.
约瑟很聪明啊，在好日子啊，他就把粮食通通放在仓库里面。
And so Joseph was very wise that during these 7 years of plenty that he stored up and the grains and stock up.
那荒年开始他就开窗受粮了。
And then when the famine came to the land, he opened the storehouses.
你知道他赚多少吗
？You know how much he have earned from the people?
他把前埃及地的金银都赚过来了。
He basically took all the gold and silver and precious things from the from all the land of Egypt.
百姓钱花光了还是荒年呐、没东西吃啊，怎么办呢
？But the people have spent their money, their gold, and they still need more.
这样啦，我们用牛羊哦马跟你换粮食啦。
And then Joseph said, "Trade with us then for the grain, your herds and your sheep."
还是没东西吃，怎么办呢
？And after they have exchanged it, they still were lacking.
这样子啦，你把我们的田地哦，我们的田地给你了，反正又不会出产呢，那你给我们粮食啦。
Then we will sell you our farmlands in order to buy grain.
田卖光了又没有东西吃，怎么办呢
？And after they have sold their farmlands, then what's next?
埃及人说这样子啦，我们把我们自己都卖给你啦。
Then the Egyptian says that we will sell ourselves to you as your servants and slaves.
你看那个约瑟为整个 法老为法老赚尽了全埃及地的所有东西啊。
And so Joseph have gotten received all of Egypt for the Pharaoh.
原因在哪里？
The reason being what?
他懂得为下雨的日子来准备。
He knows how to prepare for the winter.
我请问大家一个问题啊。
Let me ask you a question.
我们圣经里面四代先祖哪一代人没有遇过饥荒？
That the four forefathers in the Bible, which one of them have not encountered famine?
亚伯拉有没有遇过饥荒？
Abraham, did he encounter famine?
有啊，所以他跟老婆下埃及啊。
That's why they went down to Egypt with his wife.
以撒有没有遇过饥荒？
Did Isaac encounter famine?
有啊，他也要下埃及，神说你不要去啦。
He also went down to Egypt even though God told him not to go.
神后来他没去啦，神给他100倍的收成。
At the end, he did not go, and so God blessed him plenty.
雅各有没有遇到饥荒？
Jacob, did he go down? Did he encounter famine?
所以才要派孩子去埃及地纳粮纳才拿粮食啊。
He did. That's why his children went to Egypt to buy grain.
当然，他是跟约瑟同个时代的，他们遇到饥荒了哦。
That was at the same time with Joseph.
你问你的阿嬷看看哦。
So if you ask your grandparents,
很多在这个美国最萧条的时代，很多人现在还活着。
A lot of them are still living in this modern society of America.
很多人在经历那个大萧条的时代哦，在40年代啦、50年代、30年代大萧条，美国大萧条时代呢，很多人现在还活着。
That those who were in the 40s or 50s, they may still be alive today.
那个时候是经济一个很超高的时候了哦。
It was during the Great Depression in which the economy was very
bad. 前几年我们说是啊，那个大萧条之后的另外一个很大的萧条。
And these few years, we also say that this depression is just as is one of the greatest after the Great Depression.
所以，当我们观察这个世界，我们就要知道说，我们有10块钱不可以花11块钱啊。
And so we realize in this world, when we have $10 in our pocket, we should not spend $11.
你要把一些钱存起来，万一将来饥荒日子来到的时候，你就有钱可以用了。
We still need to save some for difficult times.
信仰其实我们要懂得下雨的日子来到，未雨绸缪。
And so faith also needs these kind of preparation.
我们来看希伯来书三章十三节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13.
希伯来书三章十三节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13.
希伯来书三章十三节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13.
总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑了，心里就刚硬了。十三节。
But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
什么叫做积存粮食？
What does it mean that let us the
就是把那个就是去像蚂蚁一样去找粮食啊？
To save up and store.
积存粮食，今天属灵来讲上来讲，就是把神的话是。积存在我们心里面。
And that is to say, in terms of our faith, to store the words of God in our mind and our heart.
我们要甚至还有今天，天天彼此相劝。
That we must take hold of the opportunity we have today to encourage one another.
我们要甚至还有今天，把神的话丰丰富富的藏在我们心里面。
While we still have today to store the words of God in the depth of our heart.
因为信仰也会移到冬天哦。
Because our faith will also be facing winter.
什么时候是信仰的冬天呢？
When is the time of winter for our faith?
请问你有没有生病过？
Let me ask you, have you ever gotten sick?
那个生病的时候，你真的很想起来读圣经祷告，但是你就是读不下去，祷告不下去。
Sometimes when you are sick to the point that you can't even get up to pray or to read the word of God.
有一个同工啊，生病啊。
There was a coworker of mine who once was
一个工人生病了哈，他知道这个那个时候更需要圣经的道理了。
And he knows during this time of difficulty, he needed more the teaching from the Bible.
爬不起来啊。
And he tried to get up, but he physically just couldn't do it.
感谢主啊，他听到一个同工说，他生病的时候呢，一直在唱诗。
And praise God, he heard from another coworker that when he was sick, that all he did was sing hymns.
那跟他学啊。
And so he learned from him.
感谢从小到大背了很多赞美诗歌啊。
And so when he, ever since he was young, he had memorized many hymns.
我就在那边唱，他的心就安静下来了。
And so he continued to sing, and then his heart was at peace.
你知道，有时候人年纪大的时候，我也觉得有时候遇到信仰的饥荒。
And so when we age, we realize that many times we encounter the famine of our faith.
耳朵道理没办法听了，因为重听了。
or that our ears become heavy and we cannot hear sermons.
眼睛昏花，圣经没不好看，一样放很大的字才好看。
Or our eyes become dim and we are unable to read the words in the Bible, and we need to get a bigger Bible.
我在新加坡遇到一位执事。
In Singapore, I encounter a deacon.
他有一点点年纪了，不是说最很老，但是有一点点年纪。
He was of some age.
眼睛不好。
And his eyes was not so good.
你知道吗？他讲到的时候，圣经节都是用背的，因为他看不到经文呐。
And when he speak a sermon up on the pulpit, he actually recite the verses from his heart.
他在家里、啊、
can't read the Bible.
叫他知道圣经大概借在哪里哦，就跟他来讲说，某个地方有个经文，你念给我听。那他来念给他听，他就把它记下来。
Then he will remember where the passage may be around in the Bible and ask his wife to read it for him so he can memorize.
感谢主，他在夏天的时候积存很多粮食，现在还可以把粮食拿出来帮助人。
So praise and thank God, he knows how to store up his faith during the summer and use it during the winter.
我们会写到那个太太们哦，孩子一岁到四岁，有时候很难灵修。
And we know for wives, sometimes taking care of a child from age 1 to 4 is a very difficult time to cultivate.
那个小孩子真的有时候为了照顾他哦，是几乎是24小时的。
Because sometimes to take care of a child, it's like 24/7.
你平常没有好好的把道理存在心里面，有时候那个时间很烦的，因为没有什么道理来滋润我们。
And so if we do not prepare the word of God ahead of time in our hearts, then we will easily get frustrated during those times.
小弟到阿根廷去的时候，听到一个姐妹做见证。
When I went to Argentina,I heard a sister testify.
因为现在开超市很忙很累啊。
And she opened a supermarket, and she was very busy and very tired.
每次来聚会都要花三个小时。
Every time she comes to service, she would have to spend 3 hours.
两个小时坐公车，一个小时在教会。
Spend 2 hours at the bus and then 1 hour of worship.
心里想，哇，这么累哦，啊，每次都花这么久，才聚会一个小时，这样划得来吗？
And so she felt every time come to church so tiresome because.And I spend more time traveling than to listen to the word of God.
有时候我们心灵真的会软弱啊。
And so sometimes we have doubts in our faith are shaken.
感谢主，他在大陆的时候吃了很多的灵粮，那个力量支持他每次到礼拜六一样要出门啊，去教会。
But praise and thank God, she have heard eaten actually a lot of spiritual food while she was still in China, and so she was prepared for this environment and continued to come to church.
再来看箴言30章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 30.
我们看第三种动物。
Let's look into the third creature.
27节。
27.
蝗虫没有君王，却分队而出。
The locusts have no king, yet they all advance in ranks.
那个蝗虫哦，一只两只你不怕它。
The locusts, if you have 1 or 2, you are not so afraid of them.
抓过来，啾一声，它就死掉了。
If you can, you take one and you can just kill one in your hand.
那个蝗虫成群的来哦，出埃及记说，成群的一来，把地面都遮盖了，整个地都变黑暗的。
But if the locust comes in a multitude like that written in the book of Exodus, they come as a whole herd.
他说地上青的东西啊，通通不见了，那个蔬菜青的啦，树青的，通通不见了，绿的都不见了。
They cover the skies into darkness, and basically nothing green on the land can be seen.
那这个分队而出啊，这个就是分工合作的智慧。
And for the locusts, it teaches us that we need to know the division of labor.
今天我们活在这个世界啊，我们在世上生活，我们没有办法离开人群，我们要懂得跟人家合作。
Today we live in this world, so we must learn how to coexist with others and how to live with one another.
我们看撒母记下第十章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel.
啊，这是两个兄弟在打仗。
This is the two brothers fighting a war.
他们懂得分工合作。
They know how to separate their labors.
我们来看撒母记下十章的十一节、十二节。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 10, verse 11 and 12.
十章十一节、十二节。
Chapter 10, verse 11 and 12.
耶押对亚比塞说：“亚兰人若强过我，你就过来帮助我；亚门人若强过你，我就去帮助你。”十二节，我们都当刚强，为本国的民和神的诚意做大丈夫，愿神凭他的义旨而行。请读。
11. He said, "If the Syrians are too strong for me, then you shall help me. But if the people of Amnon are too strong for you, then I will come and help you." 12. Be of good courage and let us be strong for our people and for the cities of our God, and may the Lord do what is good in His sight.
我们哦，活在这个世界，跟蝗虫来学 teamwork. 他们一群一群的出来，我们要一群一群跟人家合作。
And so while we live in this world, we can learn from the locusts is that of teamwork.
然后呢，他不只是一群，他一群来，一群又走，一群来，一群又走，他是一波接着一波来的。
They come in groups, one group after another.
你看，我今天在学校，我们老师叫小朋友要做这个 group project， 就是大家几个人要合作做一个城市。
And so today we see in school that there's also in classrooms there are group projects.
那今天我们在社会上，我们在生活上要懂得所谓的 divide and conquer， 有些东西呢，你要。一段一段的一次去一次去的一波又去的这样子把事情把它解决了。
And also at workplaces we see how we divide our jobs and divide and conquer mentality in which we do accomplish things in groups.
那个雅各遇到人生问题的时候他也是学这样的智慧。
And so when Jacob, when he was encountering difficulty, he also learned this wisdom.
我们来看创世纪三十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 32.
创世纪三十二章。
Genesis chapter 32.
他这个时候人生的挑战就是他哥哥，他以为他哥哥要来杀他。
And it's the trial of his life at this time it was his elder brother Esau because he thought Esau was about to kill him.
他用分队而出的方法来解决这个问题。
And so he used his concept of divide and conquer to solve this problem.
一波接一波，如同排山倒海来打开哥哥的心呢。
And so he sent his people and his everything he has into groups.
我们来看创世纪三十二章十七节到十九节。
Chapter 32, verse 17.
又吩咐进先祖的说：“我哥哥以扫遇见你的时候，问你说，你是哪家的人？要往哪里去？你前头这些是谁的？”十九、十八节。
18.
你就说：“这是你仆人雅各的，是送给我主人以扫的礼物。他自己也在我们后边。”十九节。
19.
又吩咐第二队、第三和一切赶群畜的人说。你们遇见以扫的时候也要这样讲他把五百多坨动物啊当礼物给他的哥哥啊
So he sent, basically gave as gift to his brother about 500 of his cattle and sheep.
但是他们一次给一次给他一下就忘记了高兴一下就没有了
He did not give him as all in one package, but he gave him in separate packages.
他把它分成三队
He separated into three teams.
啊每一队人以扫看到说这是谁的礼物啊他说哦这是我的仆人雅各要送给他主人以扫的。
And so when his brother saw it, he would ask the servant, and the servant would say, oh, this is your servant Jacob's as a gift to you.
那过一段时间，另外一队又来了，这是谁的东西啊？哦，是我的仆，我你的仆人雅各要送给他主人以扫的啦。
And after some time, another group would come, and he would ask, who is this? And then he said, this is also you from the servant, your servant Jacob.
这样子呢，以扫的心竟然开了，我后来跟雅各就和平相处啊。
And by doing this, he's able to open the heart of his brother Esau.
这一招很有效。
And this is actually very effective.
不相信你下次，如果你跟你老婆吵架的话，试试看。
And so, if you don't know, you can try this next time you have an argument with your spouse.
你要买很多礼物哈。
Then you need to buy a lot of gifts.
五百多头动物。
About 500 animals.
当然不是动物了，你要贵重的礼物。
Of course, not animals today.
那哦，你先请你儿子哈，那个送一打鲜花给你太太。
Then you sent your son to give your wife a flower first.
那要教你儿子这样说，这是你的仆人爸爸的，要送给他主人妈妈的。
And then tell your son to say to the mother and say, "This is your servant, dad, who gives this flower to you."
经过两个小时之后
，and then 2 hours later,
请你女儿送一个巧克力。
Then you have sent your daughter to give the mother a chocolate.
那教教你女儿跟你妈妈这样讲说，这是你仆人爸爸的，要送给他主人妈妈的。
And so, and then tell your daughter to tell the mother, say, this is your servant daddy to give you this box of chocolates for your master mother.
再过两个小时。
And then 2 hours after,
叫你儿子送一根 Mercedes-Benz 的钥匙。
And then to take have your son bring a Mercedes-Benz key to the mother.
这是你的仆人爸爸的，要送给他的主人妈妈的。
That this is your servant dad to give to the master mother.
这个叫分队而出。
This is called divide and conquer.
包住你太太一定会原谅你的。
I'm sure the wife heart will melt after this.
这个分队而出，一而再，再而三的去把那个事情解决的方法。
And so this is a method to solve the issue at hand.
这个中国人说，这个叫做精诚所至，金石为开。你一直的有诚意哦，人家的心就被你扒开了啦。
And so in Chinese saying that this through persistence that you are able to open the heart of another.
这个刘备怎么把诸葛孔明请出来的？
How does Liu Bei, which is China,
有个故事叫做三顾茅庐。他一次去他家访问，二次再到他家访问，既然是在去的时候，孔明说：“好了，我帮助你了。”
And he was trying to ask assistance from this well-known character, and he was able to get him to come over by being persistent.
啊，这个叫分队而出。
And so divide and conquer.
其实主耶稣也是用这个蝗虫的方法在做工作的。
Actually, when you look at ministry of Jesus, he also used the method of the locust.
我们来看马可福音六章七节。
Let's look into Matthew chapter 6 verse 7.
马可福音六章七节。
Mark chapter 6 verse 7.
马可福音六章七节。
Mark chapter 6 verse 7.
耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，差遣他们两个两个的出去，也给赐给他们权柄制服污鬼。请读。
And he called the 12 to himself and began to send them out two by two and gave them power over unclean spirits.
主耶稣也是用分队而出的方法。
Here we see that Jesus also used teamwork.
今天我们在家里做事，在教会做事，在我们都要学习这样的方法。
So today when we do things at home or at church, we must learn the spirit.
你看我们到多米尼加去，我们也是分队而出。
When we sent workers to Dominica, this is also we sent a worker.
一年我们有六队啊，按时间啊，每一队出去攻击那个地方啊，希望他们来信耶稣。
Every year we sent six times to workers there to do work.
我们来看第四种动物。
Let's look into the fourth.
我们看箴言三十章二十八节。
Proverbs 30 verse 28.
箴言三十章二十八节。
Proverbs 30 verse 28.
手工用爪抓，却住在王宫。请读。
The spider skillfully grasps with its hands, and it is in king's palaces.
这个一个版本叫 spider， 另外一个版本叫 lizard， 是不是小字有 lizard 啊？
Or lizard in small caps.
什么叫手工呢？那里有图片哈。
What is a lizard?
这个台湾话叫斗丁啦，中国话应该叫壁虎啦，就是 lizard 啦。那这个动物呢，有一种很聪明的地方，它懂得用断尾巴逃生的方法。
And one of the method of the lizard to escape for its life is that when its tail is caught, it is able to separate from its tail and run away.
我们小时候住乡下哦，那个房子里面很多这种东西。
I remember when I was living in the countryside when I was young, there were a lot of lizards at home.
每次下雨都看到很多动物在外面淋雨啊，可是这个东西都不用淋雨了。
And then when it rains, a lot of animals like to go out and be soaked in the rain, but this lizard would come inside.
所以你这种动物懂得住在王宫，住在房子里面，住在好的地方。
And so the lizard knows how to live inside the house, in the comforts of the house. Here it says in the king's palaces.
摸起到所有的动物呢，都懂得啊，找好的地方生存啊。
You realize that a lot of creatures that knows how to find a suitable place for them to live.
或是 survive 去求生存呐。
Or to survive.
我看到一个 video clip 就是一个影片。
I saw a video clip.
那在讲到东南亚那个大的海啸过来的时候，一只大象的情形。
It talks about when a tsunami was coming, and there was an elephant.
那个大象耳朵很大，那个海啸它隐隐的它就听得到有海啸要来了。
And so when the tsunami was still far off, the elephant with his ear was able to hear that sound.
大象它的宫，它是在一个entertainment park， 一个 park 里面哦，载人这样子游公园的啦。它的工作是这样子的。
And the elephant was actually in a circus of some sort with other people.
那是个大象哦，它也是很好心呐、啊。等到把人载到它的背上的时候呢，它就不听那个。导游他的那个驯兽师的指挥了，他就呼这样子往上往高处一直跑了。
And so once it was actually carrying people. So once he got everybody on board, then he did not listen to his trainer and just went to higher ground.
他就是把人呐、啊，他本身呐、啊，逃到一个更高的地方了、啊。
So was able to know how to escape to higher ground in order to survive.
今天我们为什么来到美国？
Today, why did we come to America?
我们也希望找一个更好的环境来生存。
We also want to find a better place to live.
最近到阿根廷啊，前几年到阿根廷去的时候
，A few years ago when I went to Argentina,
我说兄弟，你们这边怎么车子越来越多呢
？I said to a brother there, how come your cars have increased?
啊，他说你不知道啊，最近欧洲经济很烂呐、啊，很多人哦，本来在第二次世界大战回去这个西班牙、意大利，现在又通通回流到阿根廷来了。
And he said, well, because the economy is not good in Europe, so a lot of the people move back to Argentina.
所以大家都懂得找好的地方来生存。
So many people know how to find a more suitable place to live.
那请问一下，这个世界到底最好的地方在哪里
？And so let me ask you this question: Where is the best place to live in this world?
阿根廷很好。
Argentina is very nice.
阿根廷哦，每个十年都有这个。都有一个波折，每个十年都有一个波折，都有物价上涨很厉害。
Every 10 years in Argentina there is a price inflation.
阿根廷没有天灾，有人祸。
成。
那人造成的啦。
They have also calamities caused by man.
不是，这个是人啊造成的。这个 disaster is caused by man.
This disaster was man-made.
我觉得加州很好住。
I remember California was a very suitable place to live.
加州会地震又野火。
But then California also has earthquake and fires.
我最近搬到东部去。
So recently when I moved to New East Coast.
那东部一搬去，我心里就在想，哇，那个下雪天哦，在 Bless Ice 上面哦，在那个。黑色的冰块上面开车哦，我没有去，我手就开始发抖这样子。
And I recall about the black ice on the road and the slippery road, and I get very nervous.
所以人生到底，人间到底有哪一块土地真的是让你真的可以像王宫一样，让你像手工这样爬到那个地方去住呢？
And so, what place in this world is so secure and so suitable in which, the, like the lizard, able to climb the walls within the palace?
王宫在哪里？
Where is this palace?
王宫在这里。
The palace is here.
我们的神就是万王之王，万主之主。
Our Lord is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我们这里就是永生神的家，圣灵的居所。
And this is the place, the eternal place, and where the Spirit of God
dwells. 圣经是应许啊，在神的殿中，他要施平安。
And the Bible promised that in His temple He will provide peace.
哈该书第二章说，这个殿的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
In Haggai chapter 2 it said the glory of the former will be greater than that of the former.
啊，神要在这个地方施平安。
And so God will send His peace.
所罗门王献他的圣殿的时候，他这样跟神祷告。
When Solomon offered up the temple as dedication, he
prayed to the Lord. 神啊，如果天不下雨，有人来圣殿求雨，请你下雨啦。
He said if the heavens do not send rain, but someone comes to your temple to ask for rain, please.
如果我们打败仗哦，我们来这边祷告，请让我们打胜仗啊！
If we have been defeated in battlefield, we come to your temple to pray. Please give us victory.
任何一人杂声，有人到教会里面来，请你垂听他们的祷告啦。
Whoever comes to your temple to pray, please heed their prayers.
你说你知道神怎么说吗？
What did God say in return?
神对所罗门这样说。
God says in response.
你所说的我要听啊，我会做。
What you have asked, I will do.
我的眼睛，我的心。都跟这个圣殿同在。
My eyes and my heart will be with this temple.
耶稣这样讲，你们在世上有苦难，在这里我要给你们平安。
And so Jesus said, in this world you will be heavy burdened, but come here and you will receive rest.
耶稣这样讲，耶路撒冷啊，我每次要召你们回来，像母鸡召小鸡，回来吧，回来吧，你们就是不要。
Jesus says that Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how many times as I call you to come back, just as the hen calls his chicks.
所以我们最聪明的人哦，像手工一样，就是懂得啊，人生没有办法抓太多东西了。手工的手这么小，抓能够抓多少东西呢？
And so we must learn from that of the lizard that our hands are not big. We cannot grasp the world.
但你要懂得抓，抓到神的家里面去，在神 在灵里面得到保守。
But we must learn how to grab hold the house of God in spirit.
那个只是讲一句话，我很同感。
There is a deacon who said to me once.
好奇怪哦，神要借着教会施平安，为什么人总是不愿意来呢？
He said it's so strange that God wants to give us His church to give us peace, but we refuse it.
这个是神的家啊，在神的家有温暖，在神的家有平安呢。
This is the house of God. It has warmth. It has peace.
所以我们今天最大的智慧就是懂得住在永生神的家。
And so the greatest wisdom of all is that we must learn how to dwell in the kingdom, in the house of God.
我们在地上有个家，在将来的天国就会有一个永恒的家。
In this world we have a house, but we also have a house in the eternal kingdom.
我们看哥林多后书。第四章十六节到十八节。
Let's turn to for Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书四章十六节到十八节。
Second Corinthians chapter four.
哥林多后书四章十六节到十八节。
Verse 16 to 18.
所以我们不上赶，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。十七节，我们这自战自轻的苦楚，为要我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。十八节，原来我们不是顾念所。看所见的乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。请读。
Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal way of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
你会不觉得？人间真的很辛苦哦。
Life is hard.
但是这样讲，如果跟那个极重永远无比的天国比起来哦，这个是自战自轻的苦楚。
But here it tells us if we compare with that eternal weight of glory, then what we encounter today is nothing.
意思就是说呢，如果当我们眼睛看在神为我们所预备的时候呢，我们呢、啊、心就被提升，人间变得比较不重要了。
And so if we lift our eyes to see heaven, and then what we the difficult things we encounter in this world would not be so burdensome.
所以我们虽然压力越来越大，这个重担越来越大，但是我们的心呢、啊，我们的肉体呀、啊、也是越来越不好，但是我们心呢、啊，每一天都新是一天呢、啊，因为我们有个盼望在。
But even though we face pressure, stress, and the physical frailty of this world, but our inner beings is being renewed day by day because we have this hope.
所以我们重要的是我们这个生命啊，我们无论怎么样努力，一定要努力将来到永恒的天国里面去。
So this life, we must strive hard in, for the purpose that one day we can enter into the heavenly kingdom.
我们现在很多人用 iPhone, iPad, i 什么东西的。
Today, many people use the iPhone, iPad, and many smartphones.
请问那个 Steve Jobs 在哪里？
But let me ask you, where is that man who created it, Steve Jobs?
走了。
He's gone.
拥有很多东西，但是他走了。
He had many things, but he left.
他什么都带不走。
And he cannot take anything.
有一天，我们手上的东西，我们什么都带不走。
So one day, we will have to put behind everything that we own.
真正的聪明就是。我们把我们的努力啊，能够抓，能够真正住到将来永远的王宫里面去。
And so wisdom is one who is able to grab hold of the future, to be in the house of the eternal home.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us.
能够跟这些动物来学聪明。
That we can learn wisdom from these four creatures.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
我们换一首，我们换358首。
Let's sing hymn and change to 358.
358首。
358.Once far from God and dead in sin, no light my heart could see. But in God's word the light I found, now Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me.Salvation this, that Christ liveth in me. As rays of light from yonder sun, the flowers of earth set free, so life and light and love came forth from Christ living.Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Oh, what a salvation this, that Christ liveth in me. With longing all my heart is filledLike him I may be, as on the wondrous thought I dwell, that Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me.Salvation this, that Christ liveth in me.
Let's all
kneel down and pray.